This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
You can bring up whatever you want, whether it be herding chickens or police state or video game addiction, which we scratched the surface of in the last hour, but we never really got into deeply.
Yeah, you need to get into that because I could be in trouble.
I do want to get into that. But we're going to your calls first here, as you may take control of the airways here. Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio. We're going to go first to Joe. He's calling from Cedar Hill, Missouri. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. And it's not my intention to hijack your topic.
Oh, no, no. We have open phones,
Bitcoin.
So you can call
okay.
About anything.
So I have a brief observation and then a question.
Yeah.
And the observation is that consumers and not corporations truly control the marketplace if they would but just exert that collective power.
Mm-hmm.
They could do this by targeting certain industries for whatever reason. Let's just pick on Verizon, for example. If a significant number of people cancel their subscription to Verizon in protest of a policy, maybe AT&T and the NSA might be a better choice, but if they would target one of those and just simply cancel their subscriptions, there's no violence, there's no breaking of laws, but there's a tremendous message sent by doing this, that consumers and not corporations truly have control, because after all, corporations are there to give us what we want. And
if they don't, they go to business.
In what they sell, they'd cease to exist.
Unless, of course, the government swoops in with a bailout, as they did with some of the auto manufacturers and banks.
Or they simply mandate that a certain number of people have to be on AT&T, like, somebody's care. But
sure. Yeah, government monopolies.
Mr. Trump got in part where he is because he was in a brain swamp.
Now, how's that working out?
He alone can't drain the swamp. With his bully bullet, or perhaps his Twitter.
Oh, man. You know what, Joe? Your phone call is going bad. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment because I do want to make sure you have a chance to get your thoughts out. So hang on. We're going to see if we can get you into a better cell. And I'm not sure. Actually, I need to ask him what station he's listening to, because it says here he's listening on the radio there in Cedar Hill. And I don't, offhand at least, know which affiliate that would be for us. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE.
I think Joe's right that consumers really do have the power.
Yes.
But we're living in a world that is still a little bit in the uncivilized, and people will accept having a boot on their neck, and people will accept being told that they're required to pay 50% of their taxes every year.
At what point will they stop accepting it, though? I mean, I agree with you. People are particularly obedient. They don't want to be seen as civilly disobedient. They don't want to be seen as upsetting the apple cart. And that is partially probably why it's hard to find people to join in large-scale boycotts and protests. People don't want attention drawn to them. Of course, if they are in a large group, then it's less likely that they'll be singled out for what they're doing.
I think that what happens is that populations that are weak-minded, their country declines in power, and then they are defeated by another. I think that's what happens to them.
Is that going to happen these days, though? I mean, we don't exactly see a whole lot of... are you talking about military defeat, or are you talking about, like, economic defeat?
I'm talking about economic defeat that turns into military defeat, but it doesn't have to. Economic defeat, essentially, and then, you know, anything that comes after that is just icing on the cake.
If you want to join us here, you're welcome to jump into the conversation. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. But, I mean, he's certainly right, and we may be getting him back here in a moment, but Joe's right that, you know, people who can band together can have more of an effect on a company. If I tell Verizon, and I've moved around phone companies over the years a number of times, and usually it has to do with some sort of kind of crappy treatment by one company or another, and then I'm just sort of moving on to one of the other options. If I tell them on the way out the door, yeah, you guys treated me bad, this was a terrible experience, screw off, or, you know, whatever. Normally I don't act that way. I'm pretty kind even when companies aren't behaving in the best manner. But, you know, to let them know that I'm not happy as I'm leaving their service, they don't care. You know, you're one of a million customers. You're ultimately nobody at that point. I mean, I happen to have a radio show I can go on and say, such and such company treated me like this. So, I mean, I have an unusual ability to kind of talk about an experience, a bad customer experience, and maybe have some sort of effect. But even then, if I'm walking out from Verizon after being treated poorly or something like that, I'm not going to try to pull that card on them. They don't care. They don't necessarily believe me. And I want to be treated like every other customer would be treated anyway. So and anybody can get on and say, well, I'm going on my Twitter account, and I'm going to let all my friends know that I had a bad experience. And if that happens often enough, those drips in the bucket may add up to something, but on a one-off, yeah, they might have a call, like one of their telephone agents, they have a script that they read, right? And a lot of corporations, if you call up and you say, Comcast, I am upset with the deal that you're giving me, and I am going to cancel your subscription, and I'm going with satellite. And, you know, you tell that to them. Some companies have an account retention department.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, sir, hold on one moment. We're going to put you on with a manager. And then, you know, somebody else comes on the line and says, look, Mr. Ray, I understand you're upset with the service.
Damn right!
That we've provided you. Can I ask you, if we give you 20% off for the next year, would that be enough to retain you as our customer?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty upset about that.
How about 25% off?
Okay, I'm sold.
All right. So they have that, you know, because they know that a last-ditch offer of, all right, we're going to eat a little crow here, we're going to give you a better deal if you stay on, will retain some percentage of people who are upset. But if there's enough people who can organize, they can have an effect. Of course, sometimes the marketplace bounces back with a boycott. So you might form a boycott saying, well, I don't like Chick-fil-A because they are, you know, too Christian and they're anti-gay or they're homophobic or whatever. But then you might see what happened. Remember years ago, there was this boycott and then boycott where people were boycotting Chick-fil-A, but then a bunch of other people decided they were going to go to Chick-fil-A, and you literally had lines around the block in some cases for people to get in and get a chicken sandwich, which was crazy, right? Like, the idea that these people who were countering the boycott were so into it that they, you know, into this boycott, that they were willing to spend an inordinate amount of time going and patronizing that business. Because the average person, you see a line going out the door, you're going down the street.
Yeah.
And you're going to go eat somewhere else. So for somebody to actually want to stand in that line just so they can go and get, albeit a very tasty chicken sandwich, it ain't that good. You know, it's not worth waiting a half an hour just to get up to the cash register.
Uh-huh.
Level good.
Yeah, if you've got hardcore supporters, that I think man for man, that's more, that's stronger than a hardcore
right.
hater.
Chick-fil-A came out ahead, I would guess, based on the visible reaction in that situation that happened, I don't know, what was it, a decade ago, several years, 7 or 8 years ago or something like that, where, remember that, when that happened? You don't remember that? Oh, there was all this big hubbub about Chick-fil-A. They're like a Christian company.
Uh-huh.
Now, they have franchisees, but overall, arching all of it is the head company that is very Christian. That's why they don't open Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And on some of the stuff in their store, they actually proclaim their beliefs, you know, like some of the posters or the bags that have the food in them, they'll let you know. And that kind of escalated into, I forget what it was that started it, but somebody was upset at how they were treated, or somebody who was gay. I'm sorry, I don't remember all the details, but somebody got upset about it. They had a boycott, and then this boycott came about, and it got propagated on talk radio, and there were all kinds of people going out to support Chick-fil-A. I don't support Chick-fil-A being biased or bigoted or anything like that, and actually the Nashua store ended up sponsoring the Gay Pride Fest.
She's happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. As we launch into more of your calls and thoughts here on New Year's Eve's edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Also, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Great place to go to learn the basics about the world's first and most successful cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com has the basics, and more than that, they've got a great news site as well for those of you who want to get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin in the Bitcoin universe out there. And it is a deep, interesting, important universe. So here it is, the edge of 2017 in the Eastern time zone going into 2018. Now might be a good time to set a New Year's resolution to learn about cryptocurrency, and the best place to get started is Bitcoin.com. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Stefan is on the line in Ohio. Stefan, you're on Skype on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Two things. You were talking about the possibility of video game addiction. Well, I received a gift over Christmas, which I think I should recommend to you if you're a retro gamer to feed that video game addiction. It's called the Super Retrocade.
Oh, what's that?
It's a classic system, kind of like, you know how Nintendo brought out their own. Well, this one is similar to that, except it has Nintendo games, arcade games, Game Boy games, and it has just so many of them. I've been messing with it over the past couple of days, and it is absolutely wonderful.
What are your favorite titles?
Strider is the one I play the most. It's got Burger Time, Final Fight, the Mega Man games, Mega Man 2 and 3, Mighty Final Fight. It's just got so many like hidden gems that you just don't find anywhere else, and it's absolutely fantastic.
So this is one of those, I'm looking at it online, it's one of those ones with the pre-programmed games into it. It doesn't have the ability to pop like an old NES cartridge into the actual unit.
No, but it has such a large variety that you could probably just keep this thing kicking around and just play any random game because there's just so many different titles on it. I was amazed with just how good it was. I just couldn't believe it. They just got them in stock at a local game store of mine, and I've been chemically addicted to it.
Now, don't you work at the game store?
Yes.
Got it. Now, there's a bunch of these things out there. I mean, as you mentioned, Nintendo came out with the official version of the NES Classic, I think they called it, last year, and then this year they came out with the Super NES Classic.
Yeah, those were the two big ones.
And this is sort of the same concept where Nintendo takes their old titles and they pick a few dozen of them and they put it into a memory cart, basically inside an emulator that they then put a nice package around it, and they make it look like a tiny version of the old NES. You remember from the 1980s where everybody had to open up that side door and you pop the cartridge in, and then of course you had to blow on the cartridge because half the time it never worked. So it looks just like that, but it's smaller. It's just like a tiny little USB version of that, which, you know, is obviously very, very cute. And for those of us,
looks amazing.
Yeah, for those of us. But the thing is, Nintendo didn't make enough of them, and so they sort of artificially created a shortage. I don't know if they did that on purpose or if they just totally misjudged what the demand would be for these things. But they got snapped up off the shelves in like an instant. I mean, you can probably speak to that, right? You were working at a video game store when these things hit.
Oh yeah, and the thing is, it's not that big stores didn't want to carry more, they just weren't allowed to. When they would order, you know, shipments from them, from Nintendo, they just wouldn't get that many of them. You could only get 5 to 10 at a time, and with that many, people would come in and try to buy like 4 or 5 at a time, and they'd keep one, and then they'd sell the rest.
On eBay or whatever, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you bring up the old Nintendo console, because nowadays, I wouldn't even recommend you buy one of the old ones. I mean,
why would you?
There's a system I have right here called the Retron HD. Obviously, the viewers can't see it, nor can you, but it's a system that plays the old Nintendo cartridges, but it displays it in HDMI.
Yeah. Now, those are cool for the old collectors out there, because not only do they have them for like Nintendo, but they've got them for Super Nintendo. In fact, some of them have multiple game systems built into the same system. So,
Retron 5.
Yeah, that's one of them. So, have you seen this, Johnny Ray? Where I've seen it on there's the Pat the NES Punk channel on YouTube. They talk about these things a lot. Where You can actually put in an NES cartridge or a Super NES cartridge or a Genesis cartridge or like a, you know, whatever else cartridge, Sega Master System. You know, they literally...
No, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, it's crazy. They literally have, you know, a half a dozen different game systems all sandwiched into one. Now, they're just running emulators in there, right? That's what's inside the package. And so it may not be perfect for every single game, but it probably works most of the time.
This Retron HD I have, obviously the listeners won't be able to see it, but if you can see it, this runs...
I'm not watching your video, but go ahead and tell us what you need to.
Basically, this doesn't run emulation. This is actually has what's called an FPGA inside, which basically simulates hardware. So,
well, how's that different?
Well, because it's not running emulation.
You're emulating hardware. That's what emulation does.
It works a little bit differently than that. When you're using an emulator on the computer, you don't have a physical CPU in there that's identical to the one from the NES. This actually has some hardware from the NES. It's just reproduced.
Really?
So, So yeah, a lot of people have been working with these. A lot of hobbyists do.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. You gotta love the... I mean, I hardly play video games these days, but I love them, and they're, you know, they've always been a part of my life from back when I was a kid. I grew up in the 1980s, and it's really interesting to see that, you know, now here we are, Johnny Ray. We're in our mid to late 30s, and we lived through these great gaming times, the evolution of the popularization of the video game industries and the classic conflicts between, you know, before it was PlayStation and Xbox, it was Sega and Nintendo, right? Mm-hmm. It was Sega versus Nintendo. And
Sega.
Yeah, and, you know, when we were growing up, everybody had their favorite. You know, they would have been a Sega fan or a Nintendo fan. And now those same people who would have been teenagers or whatever during those time frames, they're in their 30s and 40s. Some of them are in their 50s, and these are the people that are now putting their money and investing into these game companies, which are kind of keeping all these old games alive, where now you don't have to go and find an old cartridge at some flea market or pay top dollar for one of these game cartridges on eBay, because somebody's got a digital copy of the thing out there, and there's a box that, you know, you can just plug into a TV with a controller that may or may not be quality. That's some of the issues that I've heard that these systems have, is they kind of cheap out on some of the parts that they use. So, you know,
some of them.
Yeah, your mileage may vary. I don't know which ones are the best ones out there, but there's
Normally the ones that you'll find, like, generic on eBay, a lot of those clone systems that you'll get from, like, China, they tend to be extremely low quality.
Too chintzy.
Yeah, not only that, but they just don't function all that well. One more thing I'm going to add in here, just a little off topic, is my New Year's resolution. 2018 is going to be a pretty big year for me.
Good.
Because, again, I'm hoping to win the Libertarian Party nomination for the gubernatorial race here.
Well, you think big, and, you know, it takes people that have big vision to be able to make change in the world. So I wish you the best. And thanks for calling to share the interesting video game news. I still love gaming. I love the idea of it. I just don't dedicate as much time to it as I might like to. Unlike you, Johnny Ray, you apparently dedicate too much time to video gaming.
I confess. Unfortunately, it's true.
Is it a mental health disorder? We'll talk about it coming up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
ahead. Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us here and bring up whatever you want. The New Year's Eve edition of the program. Video gaming. Is it a disorder if you play too much? That's what the World Health Organization is claiming here. We're going to tell you more about that. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And as always, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. I do want to let you know about Blink. It is a home security system, and it's really affordable. You can get three Blink cams for what the other guys might charge you for one security camera, and they're wireless. So the setup is as easy as it could possibly be. And I'm saying that as somebody who has been involved in installing wired camera systems, I don't want to do it. I hire people for that crap. I don't want to have to be drilling holes and running wires through walls and all that. It's a huge hassle. So you go with the Blink home security system, and you can just forget about all the hassle because here you open the box, pop the batteries in, and set up the cameras. You plug in one wire, which is the power for the hub the cameras communicate with. It's all done Wi-Fi setup. You use your tablet or smartphone to get this thing rolling, to get all the cameras individually set up on the system, and it's literally done within moments of having opened the package. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get your Blink cams there. And again, that's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Video gaming disorder. According to Forbes.com, it's not a game, gaming disorder, or the name of a game, and when it isn't, or and it isn't when your yes or start button on your PlayStation controller fails to work. or your character is really messy and leaves equipment all over the screen, or you're surrounded by microwave burritos while playing. Instead, the beta draft of the WHO's forthcoming 11th update of the International Classification of Diseases now includes gaming disorder with the following description. Quote, gaming disorder is characterized by a pattern of persistent or recurring gaming behavior, which may be online or offline, manifested by 1. Impaired control over gaming, e.g. onset, frequency, intensity, duration, termination, context, meaning that you have a tough time putting down the video game controller.
Check.
Number 2, increasing priority given to gaming to the extent that gaming takes precedence over other life interests and daily activities.
Check.
Now, Johnny Ray, I'm going to ask you about that one because you are a productive man. You have a job. You are a janitor by trade. You're a hardworking guy. You work in the overnight hours in a lot of cases. It seems to me like your video gaming is in your off time. Has it resulted in you losing a job? Has it resulted in you being late for work, being reprimanded by the boss for missing a day of work or being late because you just couldn't put down Hearthstone and you had to have another game or something like that? Because to me, that's when you've crossed that line. Why would you say check to that one? From the outside, it looks like you're making it to work on time and you've got this under control.
Because my priorities are misplaced. Because I haven't lost a job.
Okay.
Because of it.
That's good.
But I know that I have been unable to stop. I have told myself
in the instant, in the time at which you're playing the game, you know you need to be at work at a certain time, but you'll go further than you feel like you should, kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm fairly independent in the times I begin and end work. My job is more task oriented, so if I get it, if I do the job, I don't have to do it at a certain time of the day.
As long as it gets done.
Yeah,
before a certain, I imagine there's a certain deadline when it needs to be done by, but you can sort of start whenever within that time range.
Yeah, and there are varying levels of quality that I achieve. And if I work longer at it and spend more time at it, then the work I do is worlds better than otherwise.
You're more proud of your work.
Yeah,
if you spend more time.
Yeah, I get into the corners. I remove all the fingerprints from the elevator and I make it gleam when I'm done.
It's a beautiful thing.
Sure. And there's, but for example, this past month in Hearthstone, they released an expansion called Kobolds and Catacombs.
Okay.
And it has a very, very prominent player versus environment mode, which all the expansions have some form of it. But this one is really involved. It's very different. The deck, the cards that you have collected over the course of your Hearthstone career, yeah, are not relevant in this particular mode. So everybody is equal going into it.
Okay, that's handy.
Yep, and that's very tempting for anyone who feels like the grind of collecting all the cards and
you're at a disadvantage because if you don't in a lot of games, you know, if you don't play as much as, let's say, the 15-year-old guy who has no job and, you know, nothing else to do.
Yep.
You just can't match those people in many cases.
Yeah.
Especially if they've just got the hours and hours to pour into, and not just hours, but some cases disposable income, because some of these games you can buy your way to more success or better cards simply by loading up with real dollars and purchasing in-game booster packs and things like that.
So what has happened a few times this month is I'll be in the middle of a dungeon run because I'm trying to complete it with every class. There's 9 classes.
Yeah.
And if you complete it with every class, you get a special card back.
Ooh.
And so I'll be in the middle of a run and I look at the clock and, you know, it's getting on and I need to get to work and do stuff that I need to do so that I can see my girl in the evening. And so she won't be angry with me. And I'll tell myself, all right, this is it. I mean, this is the last dungeon run of the day. You're going to do this. And regardless of how well or badly you fare, this is going to be it. And then I'll lose the next game and I'll just pretend I didn't say that and start over again. And it's like I've got an angel and a devil.
I know, man. I know what you mean. Like, for me, it's kind of similar because, I mean, I don't have a job to go to, but I have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, an unending level of responsibilities. And if I get into a game, I will play it like a crack addict and will, you know, continually stay up till 6 in the morning or something ridiculous. You know, as the sun's coming up, it's like, oh, maybe I should be going to sleep now, because normally I have to do things that are productive in the morning hours for, like, calling radio stations or something like that. But if you stay up that late, you ain't getting nothing, you know, 4 hours. You're not going to be any good if you are. So I've seen that, you know, that affects me in those certain cases. But in those cases, I'm almost always playing a single-player game. And so once I get through the single-player campaign, it's over. And then I can go back to being more productive at that point in time. Whereas Hearthstone, it's an online, it never ends. You can play it as much as you want. There's always somebody else out there who is looking for a matchup, and it's got to be very, very tempting. But the same thing happens to me, where it's like, all right, I'm going to, you know, beat this mission, and then I'm going to bed. Mm-hmm. And then the same exact thing. Oh, what's one more, you know?
Yeah, so the reason that I say it is I feel like I feel like I don't have control, because I will tell myself this is it, but then it's not it.
That is the sign of an addiction, right?
In that case, what they say.
But luckily, you do have a girlfriend still, so it hasn't gotten to the point where the girlfriend has left you and you've lost your job. Because those are the red alert signs, right? That you've gone to, you are way too much of a video game addict. You just lost your job because you've been showing up too late. Or your girlfriend just walked out and she's not coming back.
Right.
Because you won't pay attention to her. So these are things that have happened. We've read stories about people. Let me get on to point number three here. This is in their definitions of what defines what they're calling a video game disorder. Number three, continuation or escalation of gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences. So you've started to notice that bad things are happening to you, and you keep going. You're getting deeper into it. You lose the job, and instead of going out to find another job, you play even more games. Or, you know, you have a fight with your significant other, and you go and play more games rather than trying to, you know, rectify whatever the situation was that caused that. Let's talk more about it coming up here in moments. If you want to join the discussion, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, on this New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. And maybe a New Year's resolution is in the cards for some of you out there that are addicted to not just video games, but other addictions that may be causing you harm in your life or in your body. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We're talking about video game addiction, which is probably going to sound similar to other addictions in that, how do you know you have it? Well, it's when the rest of your life is suffering because of your habit. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
In the final segment of the final episode of 2017, we appreciate you guys being here throughout the year with us. And, of course, we're going to continue doing Free Talk Live every single day. So we're glad that you're sticking with us, and we appreciate your participation and support of the show, like via the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you have not become a Free Talk Live amplifier, please do consider joining the AMP program here in 2018 to help us in our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty, peace, and cryptocurrency all around the globe. You can help us do that for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up there, and Free Talk Live is able to do that. We're able to get on more great radio stations. I think we're going to be announcing a new station coming up here within the next week or two. A big one, actually. I can't say where, but it's going to be in a pretty decent-sized market. So I'm excited about that, and it's a big signal, too. Anyway, you can help us do that by becoming an amplifier and getting access to some of the cool perks that we offer, like the Amp-Only call-in lines, the Amp-Only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, as well as the Amp-Only Facebook group. You can get a special badge for your profile on the Free Talk Live forum if you're an amplifier. So please, join the AMP program with any major credit card, PayPal. It's up to you how you join. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about video gaming disorder. I was on point number three. So point one, these are some of the characterizations that you might be suffering from a persistent or recurrent gaming behavior. Video game addiction, basically. Number one, impaired control over gaming, meaning that you're onset, frequency, intensity, duration, termination, context are increasing. Two, increasing priority given to gaming to the extent that it takes precedence over other life interests and daily activities. And three, continuation or escalation of gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences. They say further here, this is from the World Health Organization, quote, the behavior pattern is of sufficient severity to result in significant impairment in personal, family, social, educational, occupational, or other important areas of functioning. The pattern of gaming behavior may be continuous or episodic and recurrent. The gaming behavior and other features are normally evident over a period of at least 12 months in order for a diagnosis to be assigned, although the required duration may be shortened if all diagnostic requirements are met and the symptoms are severe. Let's go to Ron. He's in Indianapolis. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray. Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just thinking about that, the deprivation of sleep as far as gaming goes. You know, I haven't missed work, but, you know, definitely played until I had to go to work and missed a night of sleep. Then the other one you guys were talking about was the girlfriend. I mean, technically, if she's playing the video games with you, you know, she'd probably have all the conversations she wanted. So that's a, I don't know if that's a negativity or not.
If you've got a gamer girlfriend, that's a pretty nice thing to have. I would imagine would help mitigate any kind of relationship issues that might come up, because she's probably as much of a gamer as you are in that case, if not more so. And that is something that we see more often these days than we did, let's say, in the late 90s or early aughts when we were, you know, becoming of age. But regardless, you know, then the two of you may actually have a problem together at that point, right? Like if you guys are both playing video games together, that may not break up your relationship, but it may still lead to problems at the workplace for one or both of you.
Yeah, that is a possibility as well, I guess you could say.
Yeah, sort of like in the same way you and your girlfriend are addicted to methamphetamine, that could also bring some problems into, not maybe not directly into the relationship, but certainly it could, but also external issues.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I also saw that World Health Organization, they just said that the marijuana does have medical benefits as well.
Did they?
You guys, that's where you're getting that from.
Oh, interesting.
So I saw that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give World Health Organization any special stock or anything like that. I mean, I don't respect them or anything like that. But they ultimately, I think they're right. Gaming can absolutely be an addiction. Many of us have experienced it, and some people have experienced losing significant others and losing jobs and things like that. And then, as point number three points out here, still going. When you have a negative consequence from your addiction, in this case video gaming, and you continue to persist and continue to make things worse, that's when you should know that you've got a problem, but it might be the time when you need help, because you may be beyond the point of being able to help yourself. Ron, was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, that's all I wanted. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Being in the ICD-11, according to Forbes.com, will mean that it will officially become a health condition, a diagnosis that can be used by doctors, other healthcare workers, and insurance companies. Some may even call it a label. And before you get, this is cute, before you get too madden about this, keep in mind that this is not saying that playing video games is a mental disorder. Plenty of well-adjusted individuals play video games, and depending on the game and when, how often, how long, why, and where you play it, video games can be a safe way of improving hand-eye coordination, enhancing problem-solving abilities, relieving stress, connecting people, and living out fantasies, as covered by Daphne Bavier, a professor at the University of Geneva. In fact, I described previously on Forbes, the author here, increasingly video games are being developed and used for healthcare and to help people. So, of course, like with a lot of things in life, technology is one of those things which is a double-edged sword. The internet is a wonderful, beautiful, hilarious place with an incredible wealth of knowledge and information at our fingertips. But it's also a very dark and, you know, dangerous place. You could be hacked. There are scams. There's bad, you know, content, violent content out there on the internet, and things that, you know, probably people shouldn't watch, but they can. So there's always that dark side to technology, and that's what he's saying here about video games, is it can be something that enhances your life. It can be a wonderful leisure time activity for you, or maybe even be helpful in certain ways. But going too far with it, like with anything in excess, can be a problem. He does say that, therefore, classifying an activity as a mental health condition is all about context. Using a plunger on a clogged toilet is a fairly normal activity. Using a toilet plunger on your boss's head, not so normal. Key phrases in the gaming disorder description are impaired control over gaming and takes precedence over other life interests and daily activities. Practically any activity, even those seemingly good and necessary, can become mental health issues when you no longer can control that activity and it starts interfering with your life. So why then specify video games when any activity can be done in excess? The new ICD-11 classification is a reflection of how common video gaming and, in turn, video game addiction have become. A study published in 2009 in Psychological Science found that about 8.5% of American youth from age 8 to 18 exhibited pathological video game use. Video gaming was affecting important parts of their lives, such as school performance. But if you think that video game addiction is mainly an issue for kids, hit the reset button. As reported in 2009, the average video gamer is a 35-year-old man.
I think video games are more dangerous now than they were before, because I think the...
More addictive?
Yeah, more addictive, because the video game developers and the people who are creating all the content, they know how to suck you in.
They know the triggers.
The tech has been slowly and been steadily advancing through the years.
They've combined the tech with like psychological technology as well, knowledge of how the mind works and what it is that's attractive to people to want to do in these games, and they program them in a way that not only sucks you in but makes you more likely to want to buy the bonus pack or the add-on, the downloadable content, to of course help the companies monetize their efforts.
Did you hear about the rats that were deprived of food, and they prior to being deprived of food, they gained access to it a little bit differently? And what I mean is, there were some rats, if they pushed a pedal, they would get a food pellet. Mm-hmm. And there were other rats, every second time they pushed the pedal, they would get a food pellet.
Right.
Maybe some other iterations of that. To the rats who their pellet dispensing was totally random. Mm-hmm. It didn't have any set relationship with the number of times that they pushed the pedal. So it was totally random. And when the food was deprived, the rats who got their food randomly, they never stopped pushing the pedal until they died. And that's me in Hearthstone.
Well, I hope that we get to see you again next week, Johnny Ray, and that you don't die playing Hearthstone from, you know, starvation.
Thank you.
Having not gotten up to feed yourself between now and then. Enjoy that expansion pack, and thanks for being here through New Year's Eve with me. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, for those of you on LRN.FM, stay tuned for a live edition of Call to Freedom coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.